All right. Do you want to mention who you are and what's been taking place over the past few days?
My name is Matthew Behrens. I'm with a group called Homes Not Bombs, and we've organized a three-day, 30-kilometer walk from Metro West Detention Center to CSIS Toronto headquarters at 277 Front Street West to protest the illegal and unjust detention of five Muslim men on so-called security certificates. These are certificates in which the men are not allowed to know the evidence against them. Essentially, it's a secret trial.
What kind of reactions have you had from passers-by over the past few days? Obviously, you've been in public. A lot of people are walking by.
Yeah.
It's been a hot, busy weekend.
Yeah.
A lot of people outside.
Yeah.
Have you had much reaction from people going by?
A variety of reactions. Some people are surprised. They say, secret trials in Canada? What the hell are you talking about? And so it's an entree into saying these things are taking place. Some people seem to know very much about them. We've gotten a much better response to this walk than we did when we first walked almost 2 years ago on the same issue. And it's also been very empowering to have the families walk. The families who have not seen husbands and fathers for between 2 and 3 years in the flesh. They've only seen them behind concrete and behind plate glass windows at Metro West Detention Center. So that's been very positive, and it's been good to put CSIS on the map in Toronto as well.
I wonder if you can describe just what took place here. We're at the CSIS building at 277
right.
Front. I just wonder if you can describe how what I'm assuming is building security reacted to the group.
Well, they seemed rather scared. A bunch of people, about 25, 30 people, many of whom are Muslim women in hijab, offering them a copy of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Normally, those things shouldn't be very scary, but for these individuals, no one seems to even want to touch them. So they're sitting there in front of the revolving doors because they wouldn't take them inside for CSIS, whose copy seems to have gone missing. Otherwise, why would they be violating so many people's human rights? And for the last half hour, people have been gingerly walking around these things as if they have the plague. And that's the problem. CSIS treats the Charter of Rights and Freedoms as if it is the plague. They've got to incorporate that into their work and stop picking on people who are innocents in the community simply because of the country they come from or the faith they believe in.
Have you had any contact with members of Parliament to discuss these secret trials?
Yes, we have, and some of the family members have been with us as we've met with members of Parliament, and a lot of them say, sorry, there's not a lot we can do about it. Some say that that's horrible, welcome to Canada, and others just refuse to return our phone calls. So what we're trying to do is we're starting a national campaign to stop secret trials, and we need to change the legislation, because right now the judges are getting pissed off saying, we don't like this, but it's what Parliament has mandated, so we need to get Parliament to change its mandate. Right now, there is no process that allows for justice for these individuals, so we've got to ensure that that's there.
And how long have these individuals been in jail?
Right now, the longest, quote-unquote, serving one is Mohammed Majoub, who has been in jail for 3 years this week. Hassan Al-Amri has been in jail for almost 2 years. Mr. Jabala has also been in jail for over 2 years. Some individuals have been held on security certificates for as long as 5 or 6 years. There have been about 30 security certificates since they first came in more than a decade ago, and most people have been deported from this country. It's very rare that someone can actually have one of these things thrown out. So basically, it's a death warrant. The ultimate process of the security certificate, if it's upheld, is someone gets deported to a country where they will be murdered. These five men that we are walking on behalf of right now, Amnesty International has said if any of them gets sent back to the country that Canada wants to send them back to, they will be killed. So Canada can trout to the world that, oh, we don't have the death penalty, but in fact, it's just one step removed.
What's next in the campaign to help these gentlemen?
We're going to be in court all week long trying to get Hassan Al-Amri, who's a Syrian gentleman, out of jail. He's been in solitary confinement for 20 full months, save for 3 days. He's only been out of solitary confinement for 3 days. So that's next on the agenda. We're also looking at raising bail for him, as well as bail for Mr. Jabala, who will be eligible for bail in September. And Mr. Harkat has a hearing in Ottawa this July. Mr. Sharkawi has a hearing this fall. So it just keeps going on and on. But we have to keep this in the public light and support the families. So if anyone does want to support us in this work or support the families and legal costs, they can give us a call at 416-651-5800, or they can email us at tasc@web.ca. And hopefully they'll come out to the next vigil at CSIS. It's right next to the Sky Dome, so maybe on a night when there's a Jays home game, we can be here as thousands of people stream by and say, what secret trials? And it'll be a good educational opportunity for them.
Thanks a lot.